Good afternoon. We begin today with Simen Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. So in Simen Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Laila, lav zman tzitzisu. Nighttime, one is not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Dim it mir uir isem oso. Because since the pasuk says you shall see the tzitzis, Chazal understood that what that means is you're only chayiv in tzitzis at a time of day that you can see it. And since at night you can't see the tzitzis, technically you can't see the tzitzis, therefore one would be exempt. Now there's an interesting machlokis as to how to understand this halacha. La Rambam, koma shalovish balayla patra filuhu miyuchad liyom. So according to the Rambam, this halacha is literally determined, whatever you wear at night is pater from tzitzis, even if technically speaking, that is a garment that is normally worn by day. And whatever you wear by day is chayiv in tzitzis, even if technically speaking, it's worn at night. So according to the Rambam, for example, if you are wearing your four-cornered suit at night, you'd be exempt from tzitzis. But if you are wearing your four-cornered pajamas by day, you would be chayiv in tzitzis. So according to the Rambam, we don't necessarily look as to the actual usage of the garment. Rather, we look at the time of day that it is. And if it's daytime, whatever you're wearing during daytime that has four corners, whether it's a daytime or a nighttime garment, is chayiv in tzitzis. And whatever you're wearing at night is pater from tzitzis. Ula harash, according to the Rabbeinu Asher, ksus hamiyucha lalayla pater filov shabayom. If you have an article of clothing that is exclusively worn at night, then it is pater even if you wear it by day. So for example, let's just use pajamas as an example. So if one were to go ahead and let's assume a person wears their pajamas exclusively at night or almost exclusively at night, it doesn't have to be 100%, but the majority of his usage is at night. So therefore, again, according to the Rash, if one were to wear their four-cornered pajamas by day, one would not have to put tzitzis on them, because since it's what's called a ksus laila, it's a nighttime garment, therefore it's exempt from tzitzis. Uksus hamiyucha liyom, o liyom balayla, chayav yilov shabalayla. But if you have an article of clothing that is worn by day, or worn by day and night, you would be chayav to have tzitzis on it, even if you wore it at night. So a fundamental machlokes, a dispute between the Rambam and the Rush. Everyone is going to agree that there's only a chiyuv of tzitzis by day and not at night, but the interpretation is subject to dispute. According to the Rambam, that means whatever clothing you wear by day, whether it's daytime clothing or nighttime clothing, will be chayiv in tzitzis, and whatever clothing you wear at night, whether it's daytime clothing or nighttime clothing, will be exempt from tzitzis. According to the Rush, we look at the actual usage of the garment. A daytime garment will be chayiv in tzitzis. Will be chayiv in tzitzis even by day, even by night, even if you wear it at night. And a nighttime garment will be exempt from tzitzis even if you wear it by day. So how do we pass? Kin haga, usfeik brachos lahakel. Therefore, the Rama says, because it's a machlokes, so therefore, again, when in doubt, we will not make a bracha on any of the cases in which the Rush and the Rambam argue. Therefore, al kin ein lavarech alav, ela kishalovish bayom, v'hu meyuchad gam kin layom. Therefore, again, says the Rama, the only type of tzitzis that we will make a bracha on is on a garment that is worn by day. Now, remember, again, when we say by day, it's fine if it's by day and night, but it has to be worn by day as well. So on a garment that's worn by day and is also usually set aside for use by day as well. So essentially, only if you have a garment that you're wearing during the day and is used during the day, that you can make a bracha on. Everything else, you would put tzitzis on, but you would not make a bracha on it. V'achar tfilas arvis, ava pishi adayin yomu, ein levari chalov. Now another interesting halacha, after you daven mariv, even though technically speaking it's still calendrical day, meaning this is a very important idea, person could daven mariv, for example, after plaga mincha. Already way before sunset. So you could be davening Mariv again earlier still while it's in the day. But he writes, Ein Levarich, Ein Levarich. Interestingly enough, after you daven Mariv, one should no longer make a bracha on tzitzis, because since through Mariv, one essentially has made a declaration that the day is over, therefore one should no longer make a bracha on tzitzis. And therefore, Ubelel Yom Kippurim Yis'ateif Ba'od Yom V'Yivarech Alav. Therefore, again, the Rama makes a very important statement on Yom Kippur night, Kol Nidre. When we come to Shul and we put on a tzitz and we put on a talis for Kol Nidre, one must make sure to come and make the bracha, put on the talis, make the bracha on the talis while it is still day, meaning before sunset. And this, in fact, is the halacha lamaisa. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. Look at Sifkot and Beis Lahakel. Haynu dafka le'inyan bracha. Aval asra lilbosh ksus shalayla b'yom balot tzitzis. V'chein ksus shal yom balayla mishum safek. Umikol mokom nira dashatz lovich betalis ein tzarach livdok atzitzis. They could go and say bevadei nuchalismoch al cheskas and shekvar. This is very important. So what's interesting to note over here is that the Mishnah Berurah says that as much as the Rama said, the only type of tzitzis we make a bracha on is on a garment, a daytime garment that is worn by day. A daytime garment that is worn by day. So that's when you make a bracha on tzitzis. Everything else you won't make a bracha on. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but you'll still put tzitzis on it. Because you're not going to walk around with a four-cornered garment, which at least according to some is going to be chayav in tzitzis. Therefore, pretty much on every four-cornered garment, perhaps the exception would be a nighttime garment that is worn exclusively by night. Everyone would agree in that case, it's not chayav in tzitzis, unless of course you wear it by day. But in any other case like that, you would go ahead, so even the cases where you won't make a bracha, you will still put tzitzis on the garment. So the Mishnah Berurah, let's skip a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, in Sif Katan Hay, so he says, Ubalel Yom Kippurim, V'chala Overlef Ne'atev Atzarech Le'Satev. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that whoever davens for the Amid is supposed to wear a talis. Ubalechem Chamudos Kasev Da'afa Omer Kadesh Yosom Lef Ne'atev Yis'atev Bimlei Kavar Atziv. Or Ve'im Mavarech Alav. So it's interesting. He also says that if one goes ahead and says Kadesh, there used to be a custom where the person saying Kadesh would also go ahead and put a talis on. But nevertheless, we don't make a bracha. Now remember again, actually in Sif Katan Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah was talking about the Shliach Tzibor going ahead and wearing a talis. Remember, again, we spoke about the Sha'arei Ephraim quoted by the Ber Halacha, who explained that whenever you're putting on a talis for what we call Kavarat Tzibor, respect of the congregation, I'm davening for the Amid, or I have a kibbutz, I'm doing Pesich, I'm doing Hagbah, I'm doing Galilah, in all of those cases, we paskin that one does not make a bracha on that talis, because again, that's only being done out of kavod for the Tzibor. Let's skip to Sifkat and Vav. Yis Atev. So remember, the Rama said that on Yom Kippur night, Kol Nidre night, we come to shul early so as to be able to go ahead and put on the talis with a bracha. Yis Atev. Li damos lemalachim shema atufim levanim. We put on a talis on Yom Kippur night to wrap ourselves in white, to make ourselves look angelic. Ulekach lo yesiru balayla ad achar tulas arvish shalmatz Yom Kippurim. This is something very interesting. Quotes the custom here to leave the talis on the entire Yom Kippur. So it appears that at least at some point in time, people literally slept in their talis as well, in order to almost like preserve that angelic look throughout the entire day. Sif katan zayin ba'od yom, avalim echar leis atef ad laila, shuv lo yivarech, desham alocha karama. So remember again, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say I came late to shul kol nidre, which is not good on many levels, but I came late to shul on kol nidre, so now let's say it's Pashkia, it's past sunset, I'll still put on my talis, but I do not make a bracha. Why? Out of deference to the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that even a ksusyom, even if you have an article of clothing that's normally worn by day, if you are putting it on at night, you do not make a bracha. Or mashma de Rambam again Avram b'sif katan dalid da'afilo ben hashmashas motel avarech atzei sekochavim v'tamo da'alo b'tzitzis lo ksiv yom rako re'isem oso mashma kol zman shenu chaliros v'chim pasak balder chayim u'b'sifer mate Ephraim ra'isi shemach mir bazeh. So he quotes some opinions that say that even after sunset, until essentially Tisa Kochavim, real nightfall, one can make a bracha on tzitzis, since the Torah says you just have to be able to see it. And the truth is, even at this twilight period, you could still see it. But remember, the Mate Ephraim says not like that. So essentially, whenever you have a machlokis like this, that some say you can make a bracha, some say you can't make a bracha, so we would be machmir and we would not make a bracha. Achim ze gufaim umistapekim kvar gia ben ashmashos, nira de bevanda yuchal avarech, de belav hachi das atosis rashtik sosyom chayi balayla, vagrob yor mitzade gamkein lashita zu ayin sham. But again, he says, this is only if in the case where I'm in doubt if Ben Hashmashos occurred. Then in that type of situation, a person could certainly make a bracha. Why? Because again, the opinions of Tosas and the Rush is that a ksusyom, a daytime clothing, is chayiv even at night. And the Gra also agrees. So it appears, conventional wisdom is that after Shkia, after sunset, we already begin to venture into incredible ambiguity in terms of, is it day or is it night? So conventional wisdom usually is that if you're getting to shul on Kol Nidre night after Shkia, after sunset, that one should put on the talis, but one should not go ahead and make the bracha. Since there are those who would go ahead and say that you wouldn't be chayv in a bracha, remember again, one does not need the bracha in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of putting on the talis, and therefore we would omit the bracha after sunset. So again, this is a very important halacha Because what comes out from this, first of all, we learn a fundamental machlokas, fundamental dispute between the Rosh and the Rambam, as to how to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, is according to the Rambam, it's only articles that you wear during the day. It doesn't matter if it's a nighttime clothing, daytime clothing you wear during the day, it's chayv and tzitzis. According to the Rosh, no, it's only daytime clothing that is chayv and tzitzis. Nighttime clothing is not. And therefore, even if you wear daytime clothing at night, you have to put tzitzis on it, according to the Rosh. And nighttime clothing during the day, no tzitzis. And therefore, the Rama says the only thing we could pretty much make a bracha on is that which everyone will agree with, which is kishalovish payom v'hum yuchad gam kin liyom. And daytime clothing, clothing that's worn exclusively by day, that ultimately is actually being worn by day. That's when you can make the bracha. Everything else, ultimately, again, is subject to dispute. Now remember, so now this is not so halacha lemaisa for us generally, but the one time a year it does come up again is Kol Nidre, and therefore in order to avoid any questions in terms of whether or not I can make the bracha, make sure to get the shul before sunset, before shkia. Therefore, according to everyone, one can make the bracha on the talis, and that's fine. If you get the shul after shkia, after sunset, then one should still put on the talis, but without a bracha. Writes the Shulchan Aruch Sif Bei Sidinim, Afa Pisha Adam Yashin Bahim Baboker. This is interesting. Sheets that you sleep on. So the Shulchan Aruch is dealing with a four-cornered sheet. I guess these are the days before fitted edges on sheets. So a four-cornered sheet. So even though you're sleeping on it, and you're sleeping on it, again, you sleep into the daytime hours, you don't have to put tzitzis on the sheets. Why not? Take a look at Tzivkot and Chasen Mishneh Berurah. Because sheets are considered to be primarily used at night, and therefore they're considered to be ksuslayla, nighttime clothing. But there's another reason why sheets don't need tzitzis, and that is mishum d'lochayv torak derech malbush or derech ituf lo derech ha'alah ba'amo. This is very important. Because in order to be chayv in tzitzis, a garment must be something that is worn. But something that is just placed over an individual, that rests on top of me, or for that matter, that rests under me, is not chayv in tzitzis. In order to be a baguette, it has to actually be worn or wrapped. Not either laying on top of me or laying below me. And therefore, again, sheets would not be chayv in tzitzis. However, others disagree, and they say, no, in fact, if you are resting on top of a four-cornered garment, or it's laying on top of you like a cover, you would be chayv in tzitzis. Therefore, akin echriya magin avram, diyasa keren achas agula, v'yitza libet kuli alma, achay mashma. So this is very interesting. So the magin avram says there's a very easy way to sidestep this entire dispute, which is how? Round off one of the corners of your sheets. If you have a four-cornered sheet, round off one of the corners, leaving you with only three corners, and everybody will agree there's no chiv in tzitzis. Others say that even if you hold this is a concern, this is only going to be a concern with woolen sheets and not with sheets made out of any other materials. Sif Gimel in the Mishneh Berurah. In the Shulchan Aruch, me'emesai mevarech ala tzitzis b'shachar. At what point in time, in the morning, can one make a bracha on the tzitzis? When there is enough light to be able to distinguish between the blue and the white on the tzitzis. And the Mishneh Berurah comments on this, and he says this is the zman of what we call Mishayakir. Mishayakir also means there's enough light to be able to see someone with whom you are familiar with, not your best friend, but someone who you are familiar with at a distance of Dalet Amas, 6 feet. When there's enough light to be able to do that, then you're permitted to go ahead and recite the bracha on tzitzis. V'im. Now, just so you understand, halacha l'maisa, when is the time for Mishayakir? Mishayakir is approximately 50 minutes before sunrise. So that's the earliest time that really one should go ahead and make the bracha on tzitzis. V'im lov shomi alos ha-shachar v'elech, but if you put your tzitzis on from dawn and on, remember, dawn is 72 minutes prior to sunrise. So if you put your tzitzis on earlier, yesh omrim demavarech alav. So some say even in that case you will make a bracha on it, the chayno again. And this is indeed how we conduct ourselves. So halacha lemaisa, although one should preferably not make a bracha on tzitzis before the zman of mishayakir, the time that you could recognize either between the tcheles, the blue and the white, or recognize a person who you're familiar with at a distance of 6 feet, but b'diavad, you could already make the bracha from dawn, as of alos. But if you put tzitzis on before alos, let's say you're up very early, you put tzitzis on already before alos, then what, kigon, b'slichos, like when people daven slichos, they get up early and they put tzitzis on before alos, then remember at that point, lo yivarech alav. Before alos, before dawn is still considered to be nighttime, and therefore one would not make the bracha of tzitzis at this time. And when it becomes light, meaning when it becomes light means, again, either after Mishayakir, or at that point after Netzachama as well, anytime after the Zman of Mishayakir, 50 minutes before sunrise, one touches the tzitzis, and at that point in time, one would be permitted to go ahead and recite the bracha. We'll say we will stop over here for today. Imir Tzashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simin Yutes. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.